Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh bedvaro.
Right.
Now, Siyata Dishmaya, we've discussed in the past the famous statement of the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Perkei Mishnah Chaf Aleph. The Tana delineates for us numerous inyanim that accompany respective ages. And we have Yehudim and Tamar telling us in Chaf Aleph of Perkei, of Perkei Avos, Hu HaYomer, Ben Chomei Shonam LeMikro, Ben Esa LeMishnah, Ben Shlosh Esrei LeMitzvah. A person gets to 13, and now, and Mikan Olhaba, they're obligated in the Tayyag Mitzvahs. Writes Rashi, writes the Bartanura, writes the Grod, the Taisis Yontav has an interesting Ha'ara in the Cheshben, but these Gedolah Rishonim point out, and Achroinim, that the Makor is the Maisa of Shimon Alevi and Parshas Vayishlach when they killed out the city of Shechem. And Rashi, the Bartanura, the Grod, how we find that Legabi Shechem, the Pasuk tells us in Perek Lamedalad of Vayishlach, Vayichu Shnei Bnei Yaakov, Shimon Velevi, Achedino Ish Chorbo, Velevi Biosa Perek Ben Shlusha, Sashon of Akor Leish. And we know that Levi, the third son of Yaakov, the third son of Leah, at that day and age, and Rishonim go through the Chesh when he was 13 years old at the time, that's the Asmachta, that when you get to the age of Yud Gimel, that's when you call the Nishim and Melo. And the Pasuk says, Isho Isha Kiyasim, that ish is a reference to a boy above the age of bar mitzvah. Right, how do we then know the age of 12? That itself is up for a beer. I in the Tosfos Rosh, Perush Mishnah, said Rambam, Anidam and Heyam and Beis. But the Lamaisa, the Tefres Yisrael, says the Rio Makor. And the Makor that many Achroinim bring down, the Sam Sefer discusses this in Chuvas in Yoredeo, Simakuf Memdalad again in Shin Yad Zayin. We have a Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, one of the Gedolah Rishonim. You can bring me all the Asmachtas in the end of the day, and now we know the ages of 13 and 12 respectively. Halacha Lamoshe Mesinai. That's the Maskona de Mil, so we might have an Asmachta based on the fact that Levi was 13, and hence he was called an Ish. But Akoponim, the Ria Makor is a Chuvah Sarosh called Tazayin. We have a Mesoira, it's transmitted to us door after door going back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Arsinai over 3,300 years ago. Alochem Shemesh Sinai. That's how we know the same way Shiur Mechitzim Mechatzitzin and Sukkah Hayim and Beis. Halochem Moshe Mesh Sinai writes the Sam Sefer included in Shiurin. Not only what the Gemara goes on to discuss in the beginning of Masechah Sukkah, but all the Shiurin that were Nitnu, Dafko, Teklai Yisrael, Afuke, the Bnei Noach, the Umas Olam, we alone were given the ages of 13 and 12 respectively. So, we might have Alokamash Mesinai, but we cannot ignore Rashi, the Bartanur, the Vilna Gaon. And whether this is the Makor, whether it's an Asmachta, what is the reason why we're learning out this source of Bar Mitzvah that you call the Nish when you get to 13? One has to ask the question, out of all places to teach me, you're 13 years old, you're chayiv mitzvahs. Tell it to me in Kriya Shema. Tell it to me in Aseres Adibros. Tell it to me in something that has to do maybe in Yoni Bar Mitzvah. He's Makabel now. Henceforth, Mikan al Haba, the old mitzvahs. So tell it to me in Shema and Veschonon. Maybe in Yisro, the Aseres Adibros. Tell it to me someplace where you're at least promoting the sense, the musig of Chinuch HaBonim. But yet, what? Where is it? When Shimon and Levi go and they kill out a whole city, that's Bar Mitzvah. What lesson do you take out? Oh, when you're 13, then you're ready to take on the whole city. Then you're ready to kill out a city. Just like Shimon Levi, what in the world is going on here? And I saw afterwards, Lubavitcher Rebbe in Likutei Sichus asks the same kasha, and Baruch Shekimante, he gives a similar teretz. And that is that, what's the Yesod HaDavar of becoming a gadol? It's Mesiras Nefesh, that you're willing to be an Achroi over Yenim, over somebody else, and you're willing to show true godless. What is true godless? That's self-sacrifice. I'm willing to put my life on the line for somebody else. Aye, and what a chiddush for their own sister. And with all the sister jokes you have there, but here's Shimon Levi, they're willing to give up their lives for their own sister to rescue Adina. HaGizona Yaseh Sachoseinu. This Taka is the Makor. You know what it means to be a gadol? To be an emistik, a gadol, it's got to be utter self-sacrifice. It's not about me. I'm showing the readiness and willingness to put everything on the line. I have to be matzil someone else, to save, to rescue another individual. That's galus. Now, perhaps an asmachta this week's parasha to this very yisod. We have a well-known Ramban in the context of Parsha Shmos. We find the last pasuk in Sheni, Vayigdal Hayelad Vatavayel Labas Paro Vihilo Labay. Moshe Rabbeinu grows up and he is brought to the daughter of Paro and he becomes the adopted son of Bas Yabas Paro. End of Sheni. Now let's keep in mind the breakup into Elias is a chelik of the Messiah. Now you read the next pasuk, Vayibayom Hey Vayigdal Moshe. So we're continuing the train of thought, but we're not continuing the train of thought. We ended Vayigdal Hayelad. That's one pasuk that ends the narrative of the second Aliyah. We begin a new narrative. Vayibayom Hey Vayigdal Moshe. Sarashi, the Rishonim, they're bothered. Why the two Vayigdal? Sarashi addresses Halo Kvar Kosa Vayigdal Hayelad. So I'm Revita Rav Lazar, Arishon, Lekama, Hashini, Legedula. One is now for stature, one is for greatness, because Mineo Paro Obesa. So that's Rashi Al Pi Chazal. But Rashi's not addressing why the transition from Vayigdal HaYeled to Vayigdal Moshe. Rashi's only addressing the repetitive Vayigdal. The second one is superfluous. Look, Rashi, one is for Kaima, one is for Gedula. But the Ramban is bothered. Also, what's the lashon vayigdal? Shegodo v'hoyo le'ish mitchila. It says vayigdal ha'yelo shegodo atchlo hayo tzorch legamlo. So that's physical maturation. V'os v'yos le'basro v'hilo le'bein avachika godo v'hil ishdas. Then he became an ishdas. Phineas Daiti, what's Nichlal in the Ramban is, I'm not just addressing the second mention of Vayigdal. The Chayra, what the Ramban is adding on to Rashi, adding on to Chazal, is that we can't just address the superfluous mention of the second Vayigdal. Why is one Vayigdal Hayelet, and why is one Vayigdal Moshe? Elawant, he now became an Ishdas. What does it mean an Ishdas? Vayigdal Moshe. He's not Stama Yelad. When you talk about the physical maturation, so you're not going to describe him as Moshe. That's why you don't Yelad. Like every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Reuben and Shimon grows up. That's the physical maturation. Ramelai finished the weaning process. He finished us. And now he's born to be the Ben. Now this is fascinating. The Ibn Ezra points out, based on the grammar, the name ought to have been Mashui. He was Mashui Menamayim. Kimenamayim Mishisiu. His name, Lechara, the conjugation, should have resulted in the name Mashui. Why is he called Moshe? Because his job is not to highlight simply that he was rescued, that he was saved from the water. His job is to be Moshe, is to pull other people out of the drowning waters, is to pull other people out of their precarious, dangerous situations. It's not stopped to just look at himself and be a Mashui. It's that he has to be a Moshe to rescue other people from the flooding, murky waters of all their predicaments and ordeals. Phineas Daiti, so that's why Yigdal HaYelad. Now he becomes Moshe. And now a new narrative. Ahiba Yom Mehem. Vayigdal Moshe. Now he becomes what? An ishdas. Interesting terminology the Ramban uses. Now he's a bardas. Now he's an ishdas. You know what it means to be an ishdas? And let's read on to the posuk in the same breath, in the same mention of Natsdam Vayigdal HaYelad. Now we're talking about the ruchniistic growth. We're talking about the ishdas. He's not Vayigdal HaYelad. Now he's Vayigdal Moshe. Now he grows into being the Moshe who's going to be Moshe to pull others out of the dangerous waters to save all the people. And thus, in the same breath, in the same posuk, what do we read? Vayetze El Elcha He goes out and he sees their suffering. And what does he do? Now let's picture what in the world was going on here. We have the number one best spy in the history of the world. You don't have to go ahead and teach a guy Arabic and get him into the Syrian political arena. You have right now the adopted son of Paro. We already have the list because the Malach had to get involved. We're not going to have him reach for the crown. We have the adopted son of Basra. We have the future leader of the Jewish people who is the number one spy in the house of the monarch of the despot himself. And he's not Stam, one of the cabinet ministers. He is the son. He is Jared Kushner multiplied 100 times over. And this is not a son-in-law. Son-in-law read how often. And this is Mamish, his son. This is a dad. And it's his daughter's son. The daughter's son. And so you don't play games already. This is a kilo like his grandson. The grandson gets whatever he wants. You got planted in the palace of the king. The number one spy. Can you imagine? Here's Moshe Rabbeinu now going out for Tiyul one day. And he sees an Ish Mitzvah hitting an Ishivri. So now he has a cheshwa to do. You got millions of Jews all over the place. Remember, you didn't even have the Chamushim yet. So you lost four fists. They came up with about 2.5 to 3 million. You got 15 million Jews. 50 million Jews, and you are the prince over Egypt. They're going to make Hollywood movies out of you. Animated features, but they're going to make movies out of you one day. You're the prince over Egypt. You're the number one guy in the palace. And what do? You see one Sunday afternoon, you see an Ish Mitzri hitting an Ish Ivri, okay? Is he going to kill him? Maybe he's going to kill us. But Moshe, you're putting it all on the line. If you go ahead and rescue this guy, there's going to be an Kachavo. They're going to come after you. You killed an Egyptian. It's not Poshut. And Moshe Rabbeinu Lechayru could have so easily rationalized and justified, I'm the last guy in the world who should get involved. It's a machloka. Let me stay away. I'm the prince of Egypt. I have to rescue all of Klai, so I got to work on devising a scheme, on a plan, and I'm in the palace. I'm ready to do it. Terence is what? He knew he had to stand up, right? So Eli Meir Bloch and Panini Adas. If he didn't go ahead and do this job right here and right now of saving the Ish Ivri, and striking the Ish Mitzri, he never would have become Moshe Rabbeinu. This was the moment of transition. This was the moment of a major decision and turning point in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Are you going to be willing to put your whole future on the line? Are you willing to go in and sacrifice your relationship with Basibas Paro, with Paro? Sacrifice, perhaps you're going to be a fugitive. And that indeed was the Totsal. The upshot was he had to run for his life. His own adopted father, Paro, tried to kill him, tried to decapitate him. He puts his life on the line. He puts the future of Klal Yisrael on the line, right? So Elamia Block, if he didn't go in and do this, he never would have been Moshe Rabbeinu. How interesting. Hashem could have tested him with so many other ways. What's the first test? In the same posuk, in the same breath of Ayigdal Moshe. Moshe, I'm giving you a test. Are you willing to sacrifice everything to show that life is not about you? It's not about your cheshbonis. It's not about your plans. It's you presented with an opportunity to save one single Jewish life. Are you going to do it? He puts everything on the line. I'm a Mela, the same way that Shimon Levi taught us that to save their one sister, it was Kedai for Shimon Levi to put their lives on the line. That is the asmachta for gadolus. You know what it means to be a bar mitzvah? You're willing to put every single thing on the line to save one Jew, to save a dina. And how here you have it, fast forwarding to this week's Parsha, Parsha Shmais. You know what Vayigdal Moshe is? The ruchniistic maturation. And what is the spiritual maturity? And that you get to a darga Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Yel Echov. You go out to your brethren, and Moshe, you're going to save this one person, this one yid's life, even if it means utter sheer self-sacrifice, mesiras nefesh, that has no parallel of giving up the future, giving up all the plans and all the schemes, and giving, putting your mamash, your life on the line. That's Vayigdal Moshe. That's what it means to be a gadol, to be Moshe Rabbeinu, to be the Moshe who's going to save other people. Total mesiras nefesh to go ahead and save Klal Yisrael. But let's close with the following. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Yaakov. And this past week's Parsha, Parsha Svayachi, Yaakov is bothered. Yaakov Havinu tells his two sons, Shimon Alevi, Achalkei, Miyakov, Afitzim, Miyasol, and Rashi says, Heim lecha niyim seifrim, umalamdei tinoikes, elemi Shimon, so that there'll be nefutzim, eshifto shalevi, he made a machazer, ala gronus, atumas, amaisis, vachulei, they're going to be the ones teaching, they're going to be the ones knocking on all the doors and going around to Klal Yisrael. Hazoktov Yaakov Kamenetsky. And why is that? He says, I already told you back in Emes Yaakov and Parshas Vayishlach, they were called Achei Dina. You know who's right to be Malamei Tinokos? You know who's right to go ahead and go out through Klal Yisrael to be Malamei Taira? Remember, Rami Mechuzov and Azor, Parakav Alocha Gimel, Hivdil Levi, Umenei El Rosh Yeshiva. Who's Rosh Yeshiva to teach people? Who are the Malamei Tinokos? Who's teaching in the Chadorim? Who's teaching in the elementary schools? Zoktav Yaakov and Netskin had to be people like Shimon Levi who demonstrated self-sacrifice. How are you going to get to Merchachim? Who are going to live? Bedachkos, Bianias. And in the end of the day, they're going to get parents calling them up and criticizing them left and right. They're not going to be getting good salaries necessarily. And they have to go and they have to work in summer camps and they got to work bar mitzvah jobs and 17 jobs in order to go and put parnos on the table. You need people willing to be meiser nefesh. Who taught us mesiras nefesh? Shimon Alevi taught us mesiras nefesh. It's not Stam HaKlolos. They're the ones who can be the Malamdei Torah to Klal Yisrael. Aye, but what happens? Lamaisa, we see. Levi went on and did a good job with it. From Levi we have Pinchas. Pinchas stands up. Mesiras Nefesh. Cosby and Zimri. And Shimon. What happens to Shimon? Faker. Shimon. 24,000 were getting lost in the plague. Nothing big came out of Shimon. What's the difference? What's in the Kudas Achille? So Kav Yaakov, it comes down to one thing and one thing only. Because Levi sat and learned Torah. Shimon involved in the Sheba. But Zoktav Yaakov Kamenetsky. What happened? He was Except from the avoda, all the shnoshi buda muay yazer she yoshi v'osik b'tora. You don't have to know when to be a kanoi and when not to be a kanoi. You know when to be moser nefesh and when not. You need to go through the guidelines, the parameters of the Torah. As one Chassidus Rebbe once said, Gevaldik Adiyuk, Pinchas, right? You have some kanom today. They're always looking for a fight. They're always looking for a protest. Let's burn garbage cans. Let's go ahead and just make a protest. Let's go in the streets and let's block ambulances and egg and buses. Let's mess up traffic. Did you ask a Shaila? Did you ask a Gol Hadar? Did you get clear guidelines, clear parameters? One Chassidus Rebbe once said, Pinchas, what does the Torah tell us? Vayikach Romach Biyodo. He left his house, he left his tent, and then he went and found the Romach. He found the spear. Vayikach Romach Biyodo. Aye, but fake Kanah, he's got the spear ready in his closet. He's got the baseball bats, he's got the spears. He doesn't have to be Vayikach Romach Biyodo. He's always holding the Romach, the fake Kanah. The Evistika Kanah, Pinchas, Vayikach, he has to go find one, and he has to go take one. He's not looking for a fight. He's not looking to make trouble. What's the difference? Who's sitting and learning and who's not sitting and learning? When the Zaman starts, who's out there blocking the ambulances? Who's sitting and learning in a Beis Medrash? When you're sitting and learning and then the Gedolim tell you, then it's time to go out. To make a macha, then you know the parameters, then you know the guidelines. The Torah teaches you that. That's a Pinchas. Pinchas came from Sheva Levi. Sheva Shimon couldn't go ahead and follow suit. Mamela, and we tell the Bar Mitzvah boy, you know what Bar Mitzvah is all about? It's about to listen to the role. And Shimon and Levi, they went out, Mesirish Nefesh, to save one Jew. They put their lives on the line. Vayigdal Moshe, he put everything, his whole career, his whole background, his entire life, he put it all on the line to save one single Jew out of 15 million. That's Galus. Only then Vayigdal Moshe. That's Galus, but it's the same Moshe as Moshe Rabbeinu. You know how to do it right? Only way is if you follow like a Moshe Rabbeinu. It's got to be Mekusha to Torah. It's got to be with the guidelines of what the Torah dictates, not what your own feelings dictate. It's going within the parameters, the rules and regulations and the guidelines of Torsinu HaKadosha that drives us how to be a Kanai, when to be a Kanai, when to make sacrifices. That's Godless, showing the Mesiras Nefesh, even to save, to help one other Jew. That's Godless. May we all be Zoychev, Gevaldig, and Nice, and Gutavach, Kaddish, please.